Line Cool Tech, August 25th, 2006.
Line Cool Tech, where fun.
Well, I wanted to play with podcast stuff, okay?
Technology,
the world, and how you there.
And blindness.
Ah, God, who put that wall there?
And all come together.
Hey, y'all, how you doing? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Line Cool Tech. And I have not been here with you guys in a month at least, I know. But we're going to try to catch up with old times. And you can walk with me on the way to work if you will. I'm heading in the back door right now. It's interesting to try to get this recording equipment going again after you haven't used it in a while. I'm going to make sure everything was set right. And I had a couple of false starts for a few days. Got this Eddyroll R9 back from Eddyroll repair department, where they do warrant stupidity, by the way. And tried to use it a couple days after that, and it was one of the power settings was off for the microphone. Plug-in power, yeah. So, finished up my coffee here. Grabbed my shoes and my dog. It's the air conditioner and a fan here running in the living room. I left my shoes up the stairs. Bit human. We've had some cool days. Well, we've had some really, really hot days. No, no, buddy. There's my good doggy. There's Papa's good doggy, huh? Yes, he is. There's Papa's good boy. All right, we're gonna put the chain on Jakester's collar, grab the Martindale and the buckle, scoot your foot up a little bit, turkey, you big silly nut, you big silly nut. All right, there's a farmer's market this morning, I think. We're going to try to stop by there, too, on the way to work. Boy, isn't that air conditioner noise awful? That's a window unit in my house. I need to get central air conditioning in this place. It actually is beautiful out here right now. Good doggy, little buddy. Rolling down the steps. So today's recycle day, so they're be a couple obstacles. Yeah, I apologize for not being on here more, and I really didn't even have time to post a lot of the stuff you guys had sent in. And really what happened is, I guess I'm it turns out to be too much trouble to get the stuff from SendSpace and those other file services. Especially now they want to start making you log in, and let's work out a way. Good boy. Up. That's it, little buddy. I knew there'd be some recycle bins in the middle of the sidewalk. If we can cross the street and walk over there. I think they're they have an alley in the back of their houses and don't have to put their recycle bins in front. So anyway, instead of using SendSpace and all those, let's get to the bottom of why some of you can't get things onto the FTP sites. And if it's a matter of education, that's no problem. We can do that. If it's a technical issue, either on our end or your end, let's see if we can't get to the bottom of that, too. But, you know, I was spinning that. Good boy. Up. This guy gonna wait on us. Up. There you go. Good boy. I really was spending way too much time fooling with that stuff, with trying to get files from those places. And, you know, there's no need in that. Let's just see if we can't get this working like it's supposed to. And it would really help. Good boy. If you guys could tag these files too, with your name for the author and the title you want to see up on the website, and in the comment field, you know, the actual contents of what you want to see on the website. And that would be another, a next evolutionary step in getting things flowing more smoothly and more in an automated fashion. So, also, in my personal life, had a just been doing a lot of work around the house, really. We've got a iron porch rail front, and I got that all scraped and sanded. It was actually in pretty bad shape when I bought the house. It was rusted at the rail. It faces west, so I guess it apparently is some pretty harsh weather there. But got that all sanded down and couldn't figure out what to do about this big hole that was between the top of the rail and the side of the rail all along it, and it was pretty obvious. But Joe, you all know Joe. Good boy. How about me? That's it, little buddy. Shelly's boyfriend. And we've really become very good friends. There's a lot of people out today because school just started. He came up with the perfect idea to fill that hole. I just have to laugh every time I think about it. Good boy. Yeah, we got the traffic out this morning. So, I hope that was a bike and not a car. I heard one of those Priuses the other day on a walk. I guess Liz and I were taking a walk. And it's right there on Pleasant View, and they turned off a side street. And I heard the car. Sounded just like a normal car. And when it passed, she goes, "Did you hear that car?" And I go, "Yeah, what?" She goes, that was one of those Toyota Priuses, but it had some fan noise. I wouldn't necessarily say it was a gas engine noise, but I could tell no difference. So maybe that's a good sign. I need to check some more of those out. But anyway, Joe says, let's use Bondo to fill that. So I had, I don't think I've ever used Bondo before. Now, Bondo, for those of you that don't know, is what you do body repair work on cars, filling dents with it. Good boy, little buddy. Man, I don't like this spot here. We're actually walking out in the street because they've got construction, but I mean it's they've built a walkway and a detour for pedestrians, but it just sounds like you're right on the cars. Well, you are. So anyway, I got the porch scraped and sanded and bondoed, and Joe painted it for me. And you know, it took me several days to get that porch sanded down like it should be and looking good. And about the second of those days, you know, I got up and I thought, you know, this is so pretty out this morning, I think I'm just going to take a day or two off of work. And, you know, because it was kind of slow there. There was a couple other people on vacation. And I enjoyed it so thoroughly. Next morning I got up, I swear I don't think I even touched the computer for a week. And I'm just now actually gradually getting back to the one at home. Of course I had to at work dive into it full force after I got back, but I enjoyed that so much. And started doing, well, it was we've been cleaning out the garage in the house. And I'm telling you, after I moved in there, you can ask some friends of mine, I had boxes from two moves ago. And I mean, it was floor to ceiling, front to back. Maybe a little path through there. And it's a good sized garage. I mean, it's, well, it's not quite two stories, but it's a long ways up there. I'd say at least 12 feet. And, well, maybe the stuff wasn't stacked quite that high, but it's long enough, too, to park, you know, a couple small cars in the end. It's not wide enough. It's plenty wide for one car. But we got that all cleaned out. It feels so good to have some working room in there. And, in fact, I've got some, this is the next project I've been working on. Oh yeah, while we're cleaning out these the garage, we find these set of porch lights. And I have no idea where they came from. I don't remember buying them, if they were somebody's or if they were already there. But Joe and I are gonna go put it on the front porch. It looks pretty good. It's a black plastic thing. The one up there had, you know, the paint was all coming off it. And I was gonna have to repaint it, at least. And he took that thing off and looked in the back of it, and the thing is solid copper. Hey, how you doing? So we got to looking, and there's actually three light fixtures out front. There's one above the garage with a big eagle sitting on top of it. And then there's one at the end of the walkway before you head down this flight of, I guess, 10 or 12 stairs that goes out to the street level, and on a pole there. And those both are solid copper. So we took this one off the front porch, and I got to tell you this story, too, about vinegar. Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess I might as well tell you now. I was, here, probably a year ago, this friend painted my kitchen, and he, unfortunately, painted the, he got paint on the window panes, and I was thinking, well, you know, I looked up a way to get those off, and what I read was hot vinegar and a rag, and just, sure enough, man, it just took them off like nothing. Well, I mean, it was a little bit of work, but really did a great job. Good boy, little buddy. Crossing Bailey here. That's it, little buddy. And I found this information on a place called the Vinegar Page. And so they list like hundreds of uses for vinegar. And I got to look, and I'm amazed, because Well, let me just tell you some of them. And you gotta check it out yourself. Honestly, I meant to check the URL before I left this morning, but just search for vinegar page or uses for vinegar. Just Google it. New verb. But yeah, I want to tell you about some of them. In addition to that, one of them was soaking. Well, it was an antique guy. Had things he'd buy, metal things, whatever, pots and pans or what have you. Soak them in vinegar, and it gets all the tarnish and stain and everything off. Well, so we just dropped this whole fixture into a tub of vinegar, a pot of vinegar. Just let it set. Well, Joe found out independently later, which I'd also read about on there, that you can put salt in with it. And, you know, that's sort of an abrasive and it really helps. So I guess we left it in there probably a week. I think we changed vinegar once or twice too. But it got every bit of that paint off there. And, you know, we sort of did it in stages. We, once it loosened up enough around some of the screws and little curly cues and stuff, we were able to take it apart further. But it came out beautifully. And I was going to, you know, I was thinking about putting some lacquer on it to keep that bright copper, brand new penny look. But, you know, you see these roofs made of copper, and I think that's part of the properties of copper that makes them so appealing for an outdoor fixture, is that the tarnish, I mean, even though it's green, it's a natural weather resistant. So I think we're just going to let it tarnish. And really, already the front porch, when you can, you know, it's turning a little darker. Eventually it'll turn green. I don't know how long that takes. But it's a interesting green. All right, let's see. Is this the street where the farmer's market is? Which street are we at here? I should be able to tell if there's some activity in the church parking lot. No, okay, this is Galt. Next street's the one I want. You can just tell by the slope of the sidewalk out into the street. At least I think that would be it. So I think that's going to look pretty cool, just to let it tarnish naturally. But anyway, this vinegar. So I'm reading everything from putting it in your dog's water to keep fleas and ticks away, to drinking it yourself, a little bit of course, for extra energy and keeping ticks away too. But, you know, one of the things I've always hated doing with my dog is, I don't like to put these strong chemicals, like this tick stuff. As great a technology as that is, it's rough on their, I think it's their livers that affects so much. It just can't be good for you, you know. So I thought, well, heck, we'll just try this out. So I've been putting a little bit. You have to really start slow because it kind of ruins the flavor of their water until they get used to it. But I put it in the water for Fred and Jake both, and I have not had a flea one this year. Now, okay, it may be the weather, maybe just a fluke. And I've tried the brewer's yeast thing and some other natural. Is this Peterson? I think it is. Let's go back. Left. Up. Come on. Up. Good boy. Right. There you go, little buddy. Mm-hmm. No, that's messed up. Left. 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 Yeah, it says that. Left. 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 Must not be a place to turn in here. Alright. Can we just... Right. Heading back the other way. This has got to be the farmer's market. Can we go right? Right. Come on. Right. Right. There you go. Right. Right. Well, there's got to be an opening in there. Right. Right. Maybe it's off of Frankfurt. Right. Okay, right. 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 That's it. There you go. Right. Come on. How about... Alright, left. We're gonna go back. Left. That's it. Left. Good boy. Left. Can you go straight? Left. Left. Left.
About 5 more feet.
Oh, okay. Is this the farmer's market thing?
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Sorry. What's his name?
That's Jake there.
Jake?
Yep. Are you one of the vendors out here?
Yes, sir.
What are you selling?
Oh, I got a whole bunch of cherry tomatoes and different types of heirloom tomatoes.
Heirlooms, the regular ones?
They're just, heirlooms are just anything that's been developed before 1942.
Oh, okay.
So it's considered an heirloom. So.
Oh, are they?
You're welcome to give one a try if you...
I'd love to.
These are little Matt's Wild Red Cherries, and they have a little green stem on it.
I'll be darned. I've never seen one that small.
They're closely related to the wild cherry.
Very good.
This is a sun gold.
Okay.
Whole thing's edible there.
Oh, okay. And you sell these by what, the pound?
By the pint.
By the pint?
Uh-huh.
And how much is it?
Close to a pound.
Okay.
It's a white cherry. Do you want to keep trying them?
Oh, sure.
There's a white cherry.
All right. So it's really colored white?
Uh-huh. It's kind of yellowish.
Hmm. Hmm. Not as flavorful as that little bitty one, is it?
No. Well, and then these taste just like the white cherries, but you can feel this one. It's a Wapsipitacon peach. It has a fuzziness to it.
I'll be darned.
But it's just a soft tomato.
Huh.
Then we have green zebras, which have a citrus type flavor.
They're a larger
tomato.
That's what I'm really interested in, is some of the larger ones.
This is that's the green zebra.
Okay.
But it's a real thick tomato.
And it's citrusy?
Uh-huh. Like a lime, kind of tart.
I'd like to try that.
Okay.
Some of that and that other big one, the peach one.
Okay.
Sit down, Jakey. You grow these yourself, I guess, huh?
Out in Bullitt County.
Is that right? It's all organic.
You know about how many green zebras you wanted?
About three of them, I guess.
Zeros?
Yeah. What is there, about three to the pound, or?
Handed you one of the larger ones. So.
Okay. Yeah, make it four of them then.
Okay. And you wanted to try a couple of the peaches?
Yes, sir. Well, I've been meaning to stop in here all summer and get some fresh tomatoes. And
you're kind of late.
I know it.
That's $2 altogether. I just made a pound. There's two.
Okay.
Five tomatoes altogether.
All right.
There you are.
Thanks. Now, you grow these all organically and everything?
We're not certified organic.
Okay.
Fertilizers or anything.
Okay.
So,
well, very nice to meet you. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. What are these called? My name's Patrick. Did you come back?
I'm Larry Patrick.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And I'm Louie.
Hey, Louie. Nice to meet you.
Those are green zebras?
That's good. I like
them. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want those.
Okay. And the red ochre is not quite as flavorful as the green.
Right. That's it, little buddy. How about?
Good morning.
Hi. Are you one of the vendors, too? What are you selling?
I have red noodle beans. They're long. Like green beans. I have squash. And I have cinnamon rolls and bread.
Really? Homemade?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I'll take some. What do you just boil those beans? Is that how you could prepare them?
Well, you could steam them, or you could boil them, or you could saute them in some oil and some olive oil.
Okay.
They're real thin. You want to touch?
Sure.
They're real long. Here.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
And they're red colored?
Uh huh. They're called red noodle beans.
And how does it take about a pound for a meal for a few people, or? How do you tell that?
Like, I've never really cooked them.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because I don't grow them. The guy who's usually with me, he grows them.
Oh, okay.
He's not here today. But he's a chef, and I'm not sure how many you need to make a meal, but it depends on how many people you're wanting to serve.
Yeah,
I'll
try about a pound of those then,
or
however. Is that how they come in pounds?
Yeah, I mean they're just laying here loose right now.
Oh, okay.
A big handful.
There you go. Okay.
And
then what? You just got regular summer squash here?
No, they're patty pan squash, so they're this flat round cone. There's different sizes. Like here's a medium one.
I'll be darned. And you just fry those or steam them too?
Yeah, you can just steam those or like put them in and then there's some smaller size. Oh. It's like the smaller one's a little more tender, less seeds.
Okay. I'll try some of those too.
Okay. How many of the squash?
Maybe a pound.
Okay.
What are these right here?
Mint.
Sure is. You selling it?
Yes.
Now, is this spearmint?
I'm not sure. It's in my garden, and I don't know if it's spearmint or peppermint. I always thought it was peppermint, but it has this sort of a spearminty smell.
Yeah, it does. That's still growing?
Still growing. I cut it yesterday.
So I can put it on my heel, and it should take off, huh?
Well, no, because it doesn't have roots. Doesn't have roots. But,
So this is just ready like for preparing and meals and stuff then.
I guess people use it for making drinks too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a mint julep.
Yeah. So, let me get some squash.
Okay. Man, I wish I had been stopping in here earlier. Yeah, but probably not going to be too much longer, is it?
Maybe through October.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
okay. Wow, I definitely will be.
Here's your stuff.
Okay.
It's $3.
Alrighty. Hey, what about some cinnamon bread?
Yeah, Oh, you want some? There's cinnamon rolls, and then there's loaf. It's whole wheat bread, so there's two different things. A loaf of bread. Here's what the bread feels like. Pretty big loaf.
Sure is.
It's all organic. And then the cinnamon rolls are just individual. So you can see what they're like. They're just individually wrapped.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'll just take one of those for a snack and then a loaf of bread, too.
Okay.
And so, how much is the bread?
Seven. So the bread's three, and the cinnamon rolls are one, and that stuff is three. So makes
that's
it seven.
Seven. All right, that's a five, right?
That's a five.
All right. Six, seven. Wow, what a discovery! I feel like I just ran into treasure here.
Yes. Here's
so let's
a roll.
See. Okay.
It's
and the
nice
bread
one.
Is.
Here's the
oh,
bread.
Thank you.
Should I put that in your bag or?
I'll get it. I'll put it in there.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm gonna eat that roll on the way to work. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, what is this growing right here?
It's bamboo.
Merino, horsetail.
Oh, that's a different plants down there.
There's a moonflower. It feels kind of like, feel this one. It has a kind of a velvety leaf.
Oh, sure does.
And then, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that's a castor bean. Yeah.
And these are like for house plants, or?
Well, the angel trumpets that you're touching on your left hand, those are house plants.
Okay.
They can live outside in the summer, and then they have to live inside in the winter.
I see.
And then there's lavender that you're touching right
there. Oh, is that lavender?
Yeah.
You sure can smell it. I'll be darned. Well, neat. Well, gosh, I can't take that because I have to go to work first. How late do y'all stay here?
We're here. How long? Till about 10.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
10 and 11. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. So you grow some of this stuff?
Yeah, most of it. And then the guy's usually with me. He sells, I mean, he grows. Too. I don't farm
anything. Oh, do you?
We combine our efforts.
Yeah. Well, that is awesome.
It all fits in there.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You too. No, do I have to go back down those stairs to get out of here?
No, which way are you going to go on Frankfurt?
I'm going to go to take a left on Frankfurt.
So,
can I just go out that way?
Yeah, there's grass.
That's okay. Before,
yeah.
I can just walk across the grass and get to the sidewalk, right?
Yeah.
All right,
there's
thanks.
Also, like parking.
Oh, okay.
So
okay. Well, I think I'm fine. Thank you very much, though. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Good straight. That's it. Good boy. That's it. Good boy. Left. There you go. Up. Good. Up. Up. Oh, I forgot I was podcasting. Sorry, guys. Gee whiz. Okay, anyway. Well, that was cool. Wished I'd been going there the whole time. Like I said, I hope I don't sound too freaking goofy. Oh, this is awesome. It is, though. Oh, I was wondering what I had heavy in my left pocket. I guess it's the Eddie Roll. Okay, so anyway, you put, people say they're putting it in their horses' water and their goats. Well, good morning, Cindy, right?
Susan.
Why do I always want to call you Cindy?
I don't know, but that's all right.
You got, ooh, what is that smell?
Something's dead in the garbage can over there.
I smelled that on the way through here, on the way home yesterday. I was like, whoa. So how's the kids doing, the little fourth graders?
The four-year-olds?
Are they four-year-olds?
Yeah.
Oh, I miss them.
They're pretty good. We have one that's a ping pong ball. He just pops from one spot to another, but everybody else is pretty calm, so we're lucky that way.
Yeah. Keeps you jazzed up anyway, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Or else, you know, putting my feet up when I get home.
Yeah. Well, you have a great one.
You too. You guys have a good day.
We'll sure do it.
You want me to say hey to you?
Well,
too?
Of course.
Job, buddy.
That's right. He is.
He recovered a little bit from that poker night.
From what?
He doesn't look quite so tired from the poker night.
Yeah. Well, have a good one.
You too. I'll see you.
Bye. Up, up, little buddy. Good doggy. So, nope. I guess we don't have that. Traffic, so I'm going to go ahead and hit the button. Alright. So yeah, people are putting in their water for their cows, their goats and their horses, and it keeps the flies off the horses, they say. And one of the neatest things I've found that people do is, use it to wash fruit with, as a fruit rinse. Well, diluted with water, of course. Oh, not us. And also, it's a disinfectant. Vinegar's, I don't exactly understand precisely what it is. Apparently, it's a double distillation of fermentation. But it's a disinfectant too. So. Good boy. That's it, little buddy. And it makes a great solution for cleaning windows, with half vinegar, half water, approximately. I don't think it matters a lot what the mixture is. Even just a little vinegar. I've actually started keeping a little soap dispenser with vinegar in it right underneath the, I've got a little door inside, a little shelf inside the door under my sink. So it's right there. If I want to wipe down the counters or whatever, I'll get the rag wet and spray a little vinegar on it. Man, it's amazing. And washing windows with it, and they seem to stay cleaner. I don't know how that works, but it's just great for wiping off counters and even the floor. Add a little to your water for mopping. I think probably even with the floor cleaner. Now, I don't really use floor cleaner. Vinegar's pretty much enough. Well, vinegar and water, and people are using it to poison ivy, hair rinse. It neutralizes the pH, gets the soap out of your hair. So yeah, I keep it under the counter, and that way I can squirt a little into the dog's water. I've heard of some people using it for deodorant. Instead of deodorant, they'll dab under their arms with vinegar. And sorry to keep going on so much about this, but it's fascinating. All the things you can do with it. It's good for your skin, too. Some people have been using it for Well, poison ivy for one. And Joe swears by it now. He got a case of poison ivy. And I told him about this, and he just pours the stuff on there. He says the color comes right back. He gets the red out immediately. And, you know, it takes 2 or 3 days, but it's the best poison ivy treatment of any of them. And also, weed control. In fact, we got a big pump sprayer. You just spray along the wall by the driveway and anywhere you don't want the grass. And sure enough, I mean, it's straight vinegar. And the thing I love about it is you can drink it, for gosh sakes. You know, it's not toxic. At least not small amounts, anyway. And of course, it's good on salads and fish, too. But it just amazes me. All the, well, here's another one. You're not going to believe this. Every year, I get this, or Jake gets, he starts chewing on his left forearm. Oh, and by the way, his coat is so much smoother and softer with this vinegar supplement to his drinking water. But anyway, he starts chewing on his arm. I go to the vet and I get this expensive stuff that sort of half works, half doesn't work. Well, the vinegar works better. Now, again, there's bunches and bunches of uses for this stuff, and I don't want to, you know, go on and on, but it's just amazing. It's interesting to read about them over there. And who knows, you know, maybe we'll even come up with some more of them. So what else been up to? Yeah, so we got the garage cleaned out. And had a big, well, I was assuming it was a closet. It's more like a small room upstairs on the, sort of the third floor. Good boy, little buddy. I got all that cleaned out. That was mainly boxes we had just put in there when I moved in the house. And, you know, one thing I know, there's no better way to tick people off than to ask them to pick up their stuff. Ooh, without fail. It just ticks them off. I guess they figure they're just going to leave it there and not ever have to deal with it again. But, you know, I don't like to live in mess. In fact, love having this garage now. I've got a truck at my dad's house. I'm thinking about bringing down, and, you know, especially that I've got a garage to put it in. It's actually an old 1955 Chevrolet pickup. 3/4 ton. I remember when I was driving it, I couldn't even find tires for it because they're these big 17-inch things. But over the last 40 years since that thing came out, they have become more common. Good boy. That's the guy on the bus announcing where the bus is going. It's very cool. I didn't understand what he said, but I bet if I was riding the bus, I might have. The traffic is quite a bit more intense now. School started, this week, actually. Yeah, Monday. Or no, I guess it started last week, and then college started this week. Let's see, what else? Did you guys hear the discussion that Jerry Hamilton had on Pro Tools, which is a professional sound editing software package? Well, apparently these guys have decided not to follow the guidelines that Apple suggests for its developers, and which pretty much is making the program unusable for blind people. See, I gotta come through here and trim these trees up to next time. Good boy. Poor Jake has to really slow down right here and weave in and out. Good boy. That's it, little buddy. You are too good. So I don't know why they haven't. I mean, maybe it's a big job, but I think we... Hey, how you doing? I think we owe it to ourselves and our fellow musicians, or, well, I'm not a musician, but our fellow blind people who are musicians, to find out what the situation is here. And in fact, Jerry has set up a petition at protoolspetition.org, which you can sign. He doesn't, as you, well, listen to his piece, he doesn't guarantee that this is going to help anything, but certainly not going to hurt either. What else? Mark Mulcahy is looking for a programmer. In fact, I thought of you, Brian, when I first heard of this. You may be a candidate for this. Not sure who to talk to over at Level Star. They're in, well, a suburb of Denver, Louisville, Colorado. 303-926-4334. And maybe you just want to go to their website, levelstar.com, and find out what the requirements are and exactly what they need. We got our programmer hired, Bill Freeman from Bentonville, Arkansas, or at least was working in Bentonville at the Walmart headquarters there as a programmer. Sharp, sharp guy. I'm really impressed. So he got started a couple of weeks ago, and already is head deep into this project. Man, I am going to start stopping at that farmer's market on Mondays and Fridays. That is too cool. I need a bigger bag, though. That loaf of bread pretty well did this one. Nice to have these fresh veggies, though. I guess really all I got fresh is squash and beans. Well, and tomatoes. All right, little buddy. Good doggy. So yeah, I'm cleaning out this garage. I swear, no sooner did we get the thing cleaned out, and Joe is over there helping this friend of his move. And they get all finished. This guy he went to high school with. And there's this big bench sitting out in the garage with a vise on it. Real nice thing. I guess it used to be in some kind of shop. I don't know if it was a woodworking shop or what, but it's got cabinets under it and shelves slide out. And it's good, solid, and tall, and nice. And he goes, "You're not leaving that here, are you?" The guy goes, "Yeah, why, you want it?" And it's funny because Joe and I had just been talking. You know, I was telling him, "I'd love to have a workbench in the garage, you know." And he goes, "Hold on," and he calls me up. And I said, "Yeah, absolutely." So, got one. It's too neat. So now I've got the garage set up where I can... Got some sawhorses set up in there where I'm redoing some... Well, the current project now, I might have mentioned, is the balcony out of the master bedroom, there's some French doors, and it steps down onto this little iron balcony. Well, little in the perspective of the house. It's a lot to scrape and paint. But it had a lot of rust on it too. It did, even while I bought the house. And I had actually started around the house doing all the window frames and trim and stuff the year we bought it in 01. And when fall ran out, I never got back to it for some reason. But this balcony is probably about 2 feet, you know, from the house out, and about 8 feet across, maybe 10 feet across, and you know, just a couple feet high. It's no elaborate thing, but it, you know, there's big French doors that go into the bedroom with a big arch above them, and it really, I remember when we used to live about 3 or 4 blocks from this house when we were just started renting when we moved to Louisville while we hadn't sold our house in Texas yet. And we'd take walks and go by this house, and it was always the house with the balcony. Because it's seen as, you know, it's pretty much the first thing you notice when you see this place. It's right above the garage. And it's really, really pretty neat. Well, I've got it. I've got the storm doors for those French doors, which are all old wood ones too, and the middles of them replaced with either glass or a screen, depending on your season. And those were all painted shut. And I took those off, and I've got them down in the garage, and I work on those when it's either too hot or too rainy to work on the balcony. But I've been scraping and sanding on that balcony for weeks, literally weeks. And started painting on it about a week ago. And just last night, I should have recorded this. Me and Mars, she is a character. We had not even a fourth of a can of paint left. And somebody up here with a cane. And we had already painted. Hey there. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Right. I think we passed our stop there, Jake. There you go, good boy. And well, actually, I guess I'll have to finish that later. Got to gonna have to go ahead and sign off for today. See what I can do about some of this squash or tomatoes or at least the bread for lunch today. I've really been trying to eat a little healthier. The guys at work think I'm nuts now. I've been taking cottage cheese and fruit. This canned fruit in a jar is kind of neat that Dole's makes. I think it's about $1 for a jar of it. Mixed fruit of various kinds. But it's good stuff. And I'll have to tell you guys about my garden and stuff too. We had some terrific crop of cucumbers and some good tomatoes. Anyway, that's going to do it for this edition of Blind Cool Tech, the vinegar edition. And I thank you guys for listening, and I hope to talk with you soon. If you have any comments, check out our audio comment line. Here's the numbers. Y'all have a great one.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.
That's it.